Chapter 7. Brave Leaders. Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen. Winston S. Churchill. As a leader, you may think that your job is to get the work done. It's not. Your job is to create an environment in which others can get the work done. Your job isn't to do the work, it's to lead the work. These are fundamentally different responsibilities. And a primary function of that responsibility is cultivating an environment that is conducive to brave action. This means that you consistently A, fuel and refine a vision of a better possible future, and B, speak agency into those who are responsible for helping bring it about. Agency and optimism are the twin engines of innovative teams, and you control the throttle. However, simply piling on platitudes or flattering team members won't get you very far. Your leadership should be infused with authenticity. Be precise and prove to others that you're willing to put just as much skin in the game as they're being asked to do. Bravado is talking a big game while keeping a safe distance. Bravery is putting yourself on the line for the results. It means that you are willing to cast a big vision, fight for the resources needed to accomplish that vision, and align yourself with the team, whatever the results. Be careful what you wish for. But do you really want brave work? Before you instinctively respond yes, understand the implications of what you're asking for. Brave work means conflict, because team members will have different misunderstandings or understandings of risk. It also means failure in both big and small ways. It means difficult conversations, accountability, emotional volatility, anxiety, and risk of reputation. It also means that you will need to fight for your team's space to do its brave work. You will have to defend the needed resources. And you will have to take arrows from others who don't understand what you're trying to do. If we're being honest, many leaders and organizations don't want employees making brave decisions. Bravery equals risk, which equals potential disequilibrium, which leads to potential failure and blame. Brave action means culpability if things go awry. Instead, we prefer the comfortable confines of what Stanford professor Steve Blank calls innovation theater. In an article for Harvard Business Review, Blank argued that many organizations strive for the appearance of risk-taking and innovation while simultaneously protecting the organization from any real or disruptive change. He wrote, "Companies and government agencies typically adopt innovation activities, hackathons, design thinking classes, innovation workshops, etc., that result in innovation theater. These activities shape and build culture, but they don't win wars and they rarely deliver shippable or deployable products. This creates the appearance of brave action without the requisite risk. The trouble with this approach is that most employees can see through the ploy and find this kind of faux bravery dispiriting and demotivating. Truly talented people don't want to work in a place where their best efforts are spent just holding the place together. This is why a culture of bravery begins with leaders choosing to make brave action a habit. They model the way for the rest of the organization, put on full display the difference between bold action and true bravery, demonstrate the nuances of calculated versus stupid risk, and reward behavior that might be uncomfortable but that reinforces the desired culture of the organization." In Herding Tigers, I wrote about the importance of leaders monitoring not just the organizational scoreboard or the metrics by which they determine the successful output of the team, but also the organizational dashboard, which are the leading indicators of team health. One of the most important dashboard items for leaders of talented, creative people is the presence of brave action in the workplace. Here are a few places to look for it. Are people sharing ideas freely or only rallying around safe ones? When the potential consequences of sharing an outlier idea outweigh the potential benefits of success, people gravitate towards safety over contribution. Are team members introducing ideas that turn your head? Is conflict being handled directly and well? Conflict is the natural result of talented creative people bumping into one another. If you've hired well and the people on your team are driven to do great work, they will inevitably disagree. However, with regard to the health of the team, how conflict is handled is everything. Are team members resolving their disagreements or simply ignoring them and allowing them to fester? It takes brave action to work out conflict directly and swiftly with empathy. Are individuals taking accountability, or are project leaders deflecting responsibility to the team? When a culture of comfort and fear takes root, teams tend toward group decision-making and consensus rather than holding individuals responsible for results. A culture of brave action is a culture of accountability, where stakes are clear and ownership is defined. This is not a game for the faint of heart. True leadership, brave leadership, is not something to be trifled with. If you're not committed, it's better to let someone else take the helm. More damage is done by half-committed leaders than by those who never commit. But if you are willing to step up for your team and cultivate an environment of brave action, the rewards are infinite. Again, in order to do so, you will need to facilitate an environment of optimistic vision and agency. Cultivating optimistic vision. The chief enemy of optimism is uncertainty. The work that you and your team do is complex, and with that complexity comes an almost endless string of possibilities. How do you know which decision to make? How do you know which approach will deliver the most value for your stakeholders? Here's where the role of leader becomes critical. In the face of uncertainty, it's tempting to become imprecise. You waffle. You offer vague direction instead of clear-headed encouragement. By doing this, you allow a lack of clarity to take root within the team's culture, because clarity requires commitment. To say yes to one option, you must say no to many others. As this lack of clarity becomes more dominant, a vacuum emerges that is often filled with a dozen different narratives about where your team is headed, why decisions are being made the way they are, and who is ultimately responsible for what. Lack of clarity is the mortal enemy of optimistic vision. If your team members are constantly negotiating between conflicting stories of why their work matters, they will struggle to do any work that challenges the status quo. In order to cultivate an environment of brave action, a vision of a better possible future must be crystal clear, communicated regularly, and deeply connected to everyday work. If you want others to take risks with their work, you must take the first risk by committing to a vision. This doesn't mean that the vision can't evolve over time as you learn and grow. Of course it will. But it's important that at any given point in time, your team knows precisely where it is headed, why it matters, and what is required of them in order to get there. If you want people to spend themselves on behalf of a cause, you'd better ensure that the cause is clearly understood and embraced. Cultivating agency. In complex workplaces, it's often difficult to feel the connection between work that you do each day and the end product. Layers of meetings, complex conversations, iterations and adaptations, and suddenly, voila, c'est fini. But you were just one cog in a whirling machine. Over time, this can lead to a sense of disconnect between actions and results. While you have no doubt that you are adding value to the process, it can feel like nothing is really yours. There is no sense of ownership of the final product because ownership is spread quite thin. Of course, when you lack a sense of ownership of the work, your connection to why that work matters becomes even more obscured. Therefore, as a leader, it is essential that you help the members of your team understand the direct connection between the work they do each day and the ultimate why of that work. Not in the grand existential, why am I here on this planet sense, but in the very practical, why does your effort and sacrifice on this project help us move toward our objectives? People need to feel like they aren't just spinning plates, but are making a direct contribution to the cause. More importantly, they need to understand how their unique skill set is targeted at that cause. They need to see the connection between their actions and the ultimate results. When they can't see that connection, dissonance emerges. Dissonance is the gap between the what and the why of work, and it causes many workers to feel a deep disconnect from the team and its ambitions. Dissonance is the mortal enemy of agency. When it feels like nothing you do ultimately matters much, it can feel like you are simply a victim of the organizational currents. While you may work hard each day, you ultimately feel like you lack any influence over the direction of the work or its impact. As the leader, you can help your team members reclaim their sense of agency by routinely reinforcing A, their unique role in the work and your expectations of their contribution, and B, the connection between their efforts and the ultimate results of the team's work. The greatest tool you have in your battle against dissonance is simplicity. The more simply and directly you can connect the team's actions to the results, the greater the sense of agency they will feel and the more likely they are to do brave work. Removing unnecessary complexity, offering simple and direct communication and expectations, and consistently drawing a connection between the work we are doing today and the results we will see tomorrow are core elements of cultivating an environment of perceived agency. Brave leadership in practice. Brave workplaces need brave leaders. They need people who are committed to standing in the gap, protecting their people, and fighting for the mission of the organization, even at personal expense. However, all of the talk and bluster in the world will not produce results. People won't believe what you say until you earn trust through what you do. Here are a few core practices that brave leaders can implement in order to cultivate an environment of brave action. Have the uncomfortable conversation. It's tempting to avoid conversations that are A, inconvenient because they use time that could be spent doing work, or B, will generate conflict because they are about a volatile topic like performance or attitude. It's far easier to avoid such difficult chats with direct reports and simply go about your work as if nothing is wrong, hoping they'll resolve on their own. However, those situations typically don't magically resolve, and the net result is decreased stability in your team's culture. If your team sees that you're unwilling to take uncomfortable steps to address behavior that's inconsistent with what you say you value, you will lose their trust in other areas that really matter, such as believing you'll have their back if they take a risk and fail. To be clear, this doesn't mean that you should seek conflict or be a total jerk whenever you see something you dislike. Use discernment about when to engage in these difficult conversations. Identify a few key principles that you are going to address every time and recognize that some things may have to slip in the interim. But you can't afford to allow destructive behavior or misaligned activity that could cause problems later. When you fail to intervene, your team begins to question whether you'll exhibit bravery elsewhere, and it will affect their willingness to follow you. Brave leaders recognize that it's more important to be effective than to be liked. This doesn't mean that you can't be both liked and effective. Of course you can, but you cannot prioritize both in equal measure. In order to inspire a culture of brave action, it's more important that you be trusted than liked. This means having difficult conversations with your team in a respectful and timely manner. Question: are there any difficult conversations you've been avoiding? How might this be affecting your team's clarity about what you truly value or their willingness to trust you when things get difficult? Speak truth to power. You cannot afford to be two-faced, saying one thing to your team and another to your leadership. Because leadership is ultimately about being in the middle, leading both up and down, some leaders succumb to the pressure to complain about the organization to their team while complaining about their team to the organization. Brave leaders are willing to fight for principles even at the risk of being ground in the organizational gears. They are consistent in their perspective in every conversation and environment. While it's wise to be ever mindful of the political winds, they don't play political games. Rather, they understand that their primary responsibility is to equip the team they lead to help the organization accomplish its mission. Are you willing to disagree with your manager or with the leaders of your organization, or do you hide inconvenient truths in order to avoid difficult conversations? Do you reveal difficult truths about priorities and resources with your manager, or do you just placate your team by grumbling about they or them when you don't get what you need? Do you respectfully challenge your manager or leadership when they act inconsistently with your organization's stated mission or culture? Do you demand the same respect for your team from the organization as the organization demands from them? Question: what is something you know you need to talk about with your manager but have been avoiding because it will be uncomfortable or could result in conflict? Put your resources where your mouth is. Cowardly leaders say bold things but are always hedging their bets. They love to proclaim all of the things they will do someday, but always seem to have an excuse at the ready for why they aren't taking action. Or worse, they pile work on their team without any understanding of what it will actually take to accomplish that work. They allow their team to take the hit for unrealistic expectations of the organization. Brave leaders are willing to put themselves on the line by resourcing the initiatives they believe to be the best for the organization and the people it serves. They don't ask their team to do something that they're not willing to A, resource fully, and B, protect their space to produce. Many leaders lose their team's trust by continually piling more work on top of an already overflowing stack. Just one more thing, without any accommodation for how that work will get done. Often, this is because someone in the organization has asked for unrealistic results, and rather than have the difficult conversation and setting realistic expectations, they simply push the pressure down to their team. This is cowardice because it's protecting yourself at the expense of those you are supposed to protect. When was the last time you had a direct conversation about whether your team has the time and attention needed to do the work you're asking of them? Do you ever push back on requests from your organization or try to find a more reasonable way for your team to tackle its work? If your team is so inundated with work that it's fighting to keep its head above water, innovative, brave work will be non-existent in your culture. Bravery requires opportunity and resources, and if your team is struggling to meet its baseline expectations, it's unlikely that anyone will pause to consider new, better, more innovative ways to approach a project. Question. Is there any work that your team is doing that is under-resourced? Have a conversation with your team members about what they need in order to do the work you've asked of them. Give your job away. Insecure leaders fear that someone will take their place. They hoard information, protect their contacts and relationships, and always need to be the bridge between two people in order to ensure that they are seen as valuable to the organization. They are paranoid. Their biggest phobia is being seen as irrelevant. Brave leaders are secure. They recognize that their job is to reproduce themselves and others around them and to train other people up to shoulder organizational responsibility. They know that the greatest mark of leadership is when they have made themselves irrelevant by reproducing other team members who could easily step in and lead in their place. How often do you speak courage and agency into others and give them the opportunity to stretch their responsibilities? Do you empower people on your team to make decisions, or do you need to be directly involved in every decision in order to ensure that nothing goes awry? Do you lead by principle or by presence? Said differently, do you teach others how to make decisions and why those decisions work, then trust them to act as independent agents? Or do you need to be physically present for each decision in order to trust that the work will meet your standards? Your measure of effectiveness as a leader is how much you grow the team's capacity to do brilliant work in your absence. If you hoard information, protect decision-making power, and dominate the process, then your team's capacity will never expand beyond your personal purview. However, if you empower your team, listen to them, teach them how to make decisions and the principles behind them, and give responsibility away, your team's capacity will know no limits. Question: Are you protecting your role or giving it away? Are you focused on developing other leaders or enacting your will through other people? Brave cultures rest on the shoulders of brave leaders. Speak agency into your team members. Tell them what they are capable of, even if they don't see it yet. Help them make direct connections between their everyday work and the better future you are pursuing together. Be clear even when you are uncertain. Eliminate pointless complexity and fight for the resources your team requires. Be the brave leader your team needs. Checkpoint. Your team needs you to model brave action. Consider the following. Is there an uncomfortable conversation that you've been avoiding? When will you have it? 2. Have you painted a clear vision of the future for your team? Have they been equipped with the belief that they can help bring it about? 3. Is there any truth that you need to speak to your manager or organization but have been afraid to do so? 4. Where do you hold on to your responsibility or your role in a way that limits your team's effectiveness? How can you release some control? Action step. Consider one brave action you need to take in your leadership this week. When will you act?